What's up, y'all? Sharon is Jay Jackson here on Horrible Decisions, and I'm having a good time with the ladies. Please, please, please check me out on the new BET series, Games People Play, starring Lauren London, myself, and an amazing cast. It's coming out this Tuesday, April 23rd, after the Being Mary Jane finale. Appreciate y'all.
I already know. We had that conversation. As I've had that conversation.
You mentored that young nigga? She was like.
I did.
Let me mentor your body.
Well, no, so if you guys just tuned in, Mandy and Sharonis have been talking about what level. I don't know ABCs as far as the basketball
this
shit
G
goes.
G-League.
G-League, dog.
Yeah. So does that mean the NBA is like A-League? Is that it?
Okay. Yeah, it's like A-List. So NBA's A-List. Overseas is probably B-List. G-League is like C-List.
Nah, you know, it depends.
I'm talking money-wise, sir.
Think about. Well, Euro League, yes.
Euro League, yes.
Oh, China was.
Oh wait,
bag.
Yeah. Don't go to South America. Them niggas don't make no money.
Yeah.
What we doing?
Nothing. We are actually recording our show. We never start our show like this.
But
I thought it would be really fun to just get right to the grit and root of the whole shit that we do.
Because y'all know this, y'all motherfucking OG FCP Man Dizzle, my nizzle, booty bandit in the motherfucking building.
And I'm embarrassed.
What?
Here in the studio today.
You should have seen. They were like, I went into work today and they were like, you seem so happy today. But I woke up at 4:00. Let me tell you real quick. So I need y'all's opinion because my friend thinks that he's the demon in my life. So basically, I woke up at 4:43 a.m. this morning.
Oof.
Because I had a fucking nightmare. The nightmare woke me up.
You got pregnant?
No, hell no, bitch. It was even worse. There was demons at my door, bitch. And so I'm literally sitting here like in my dream telling myself, bitch, you dreaming? You got this. So I go to fight the goddamn demon and bitch, I feel it like a person. So I got scared as fuck because I'm like, bitch, my hair was supposed to go through you, bitch. You real. So I got scared as fuck. I go to my second room. This is how I know it's a dream. My mama in the second room. So I bring my mama to come back in my room. And bitch, we see the shit on the ceiling. So that's when I woke up. And bitch, I was scared.
That's like Bird Box.
At the very same minute, at 4:43... Bitch 24/7 hit me with the you up.
He the demon.
That's why I said my friend. No, is he? That's what I felt like. Maybe he's my knight in shining armor in that case.
Of course you want it to be. This nigga goes 24/7. This nigga is.
Sounds like the devil is alive and thriving.
So I wrote him. I said, first of all, I said, I'm never up when you text me, are you up? And so then I told him, I said, no. I said, but I just woke up literally because of a nightmare. And so he called me.
Save me with your cock?
No, seriously. So then he did that kind of. So he was like, yeah. Now listen. So he was like, man, you saw. And so is this dick become make it hard. I said, okay, right, real quick.
Let me get my work. Let me get my bag.
Girl,
you know what? Don't you ever text me you up at this time. I'll be here in 15. Fuck out of here, nigga.
So if you haven't recognized our third mic today, he is a returned guest, a favorite cis hetero male guest.
Nobody really know. You saw
they
him in the comments.
Know if they listen to this.
But they don't know. But so they, break bro. It down.
You talk about this as an educational podcast.
You do,
so
but some people were in the comments
absolutely.
Like, what is
but
this?
But it does kind of surprise me.
I'll be
me
real.
That
I was trying to break it down. I was like, CIS. What is CIS?
What is CIS? Wait, CIS?
Because it says cis, right? You said cis.
It's cisgendered, which means that you identify with the birth that you were assigned to.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Hetero as in heterosexual and male as in you got a dick down there, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but we were just talking about cis.
Okay.
Yeah. One of my favorite cis hetero male guests because I think you're a great ally for hoes. And gay niggas and all of us. Mm-hmm. So we're glad to have you back.
I just like your voice.
Some girl said she played the podcast and with her eyes closed just to listen to you.
Really? Like and play with her pussy?
Oh, hype god. That's nice. Ooh. I was even thinking. I'm okay, yeah.
Maybe.
You know?
Let's find her name so you can give her a shout out. She's gonna be like,
find her name, I'll shout her out. Yeah.
So wait, I gotta tell you. So me and Sharon is linked up before the podcast today.
Wait, weren't you supposed to get his sperm?
Oh, for the
sperm.
Oh, you didn't even know.
Context!
Wait.
Hold on.
Oh, you didn't know about the sperm?
My sperm. What do you mean, get my sperm?
Like, this is getting edited out.
In my hand?
No, literally, in a cup. So, basically, guys, if y'all know, shout out to Viceland.
Let's rewind.
We were
context.
We were on Vice Live. And you guys can catch us on Vice Live coming soon. But we were on Vice Live, and it was Hump Day episode. So, everything was involving sex. And on air, they were testing the host sperm count to see who had the most sperm count.
Damn.
So they gave Weezy and I, well, Weezy took it home. So they gave Weezy one of the tests. And so knowing that you were coming in, we were going to try to get your sperm in a cup. Damn. But beforehand, because it takes a little while, and we wanted to see your sperm count on
air. We don't know if it take a little while. How long it take?
Ain't nobody know my body better than me.
I mean, can you, how long does it take you to masturbate?
Same
thing. If I want a nut in 30 seconds, nigga, I'll get it on 30. Bro, if I want to go a half hour, have a good on session,
and build stamina, then I'll
do it. I'm not going to lie.
Airplane bathroom.
We got an extra cup.
Very quick.
I just want to see if you could come in 30 seconds, because that's amazing. Okay. If we sent you to the bathroom, you could come in 30 seconds.
Here's a problem with that if y'all did that to me today. So, like, before my flight, I definitely beat my meat, because I was like, let me just unwind. And I want to give y'all my best self.
You want to give us your best.
You know what I would like to see? Volume. I would like to see how much you could come in the cup. Like, is it going to be right here? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, the line.
I think mine's more of a spread than it is. It's not like about the density. It's more about like a drizzle. Strudel. Yeah, like a toast strudel type feel.
Pussy, like a
does it do that?
Not
let me
a squirting
see.
Pussy.
Like a squirting pussy.
And you know what?
Why was there a fart?
I know.
Why did you fart?
I don't fart out my dick head.
Like, sperm doesn't come with fart.
I don't queef,
know, bitch. It's what
like,
came out of my mouth.
My dick head don't queef.
Okay, wait.
But so, I will say it does depend because, like, let's just say when I'm masturbating, if I, like, I keep going to the point where I'm bouncing that, but I'm like, oh, I don't like this angle. But I keep waiting, you know, as you say, edging. Is that
that's
accurate
right
when you're masturbating?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So
I don't know how to do that shit. So,
here I go. Nah.
I'm coming. Damn, I can't stop. I'm still coming. I'm trying to stop.
My thing is when I keep doing that, then I realize when I finally do, it will.
Can I tell you that's probably the sexiest type of masturbation? Like, so I don't want to say a lot of guys on my phone, but there's quite a few who like to just let me watch them jack off. Like, I don't do anything. I just talk to them while they jack off.
Very niche.
And, yes, and the sexiest thing is, like, one of them specifically, and it's so nasty, but I love it. He, like, when he's in hotels, because clearly he be on the road, because he be working. And something that he does is, like, he likes to see how far he could shoot it, like, when he comes.
Yeah.
But he shoots it, like, in weird places, and we love it. So he'll be in a hotel room, and I feel so bad.
Doing
it
the first time.
You and your friends?
Yeah, me and him love it.
Like, like, plus the
we
group
like
chat.
To, like, see, A, how far he shoots it.
Yeah.
But, like, he likes to come in weird places in the hotel room.
Top of the TV.
So I'm like, yeah! So, like, I'll make him, he either shoots on the rug or on the couch in the circle or on the ottoman, and he just be shooting his nut on these different parts of the hotel, and I'm like, ooh, whoever cleans that, ooh, they don't even know.
What is that called?
What?
She said, let me see.
I do it on Skype. You know, it's one of them type niggas. So.
NDAs, nigga, NDAs. Well, y'all like,
No, wait, I gotta tell you about the sex slave.
Okay.
So me and Sharona's grab a bite to eat, and we had to kill time, right? So we go get a massage. We're in Chinatown. Foot massage. We walk
That's
in.
That's boring.
Hold on.
Oh, who got a happy ending?
Not us, but.
But. People for sure were.
So we walk in, and it's like downstairs, and there's like red lights, and there's like, it looked like Valentine's Day decoration, and there's a girl, an Asian girl, in a towel holding it.
Yeah, she was naked.
She doesn't speak English.
That was the first person we saw when we walked out, and she didn't say shit to us. She just stared at us.
She was like, she looked him up and down. And I was like, guess you're getting your dick sucked.
I was like, I'm.
Bruh.
Massage.
So, like, it was really weird because I think she was trying to gauge the situation because we were looking around like, So then an older woman comes out, one that we both definitely wouldn't have fucked. And so she's like, okay, let's sleep. So we I'm going to hell. So we sit down and, right, they're rubbing our feet. And then the girl with the towel comes back out, but with this, like, stroll, just, like, looking, assessing the situation.
She was doing laps.
She was doing laps. Bro, I'm going to say probably five times.
A smooth
she came
five,
back and forth.
At least.
And then I was like, what's going on? It's like, I was kind of worried. Like, is she a sex slave?
I was like, are we supposed to order her? Like, I don't know.
While we're getting our foot massaged, hear
I'm very disappointed.
The most noise going on, bruh.
Back.
Y'all both knew I was coming to record Horrible Decisions, and y'all didn't think to do research and see at least how much she charged?
This ain't my show, so.
Damn, you supposed to do shit for research.
Bitch, I really wanted to relax.
Job.
But she
could
have, like, sucked your toes or something, and you could have came and told us how much a toe suck costs in Chinatown.
$15 for 20 minutes.
Well, we know that.
We know that much.
But,
maybe a tip,
bro,
obviously.
I don't even know if they were about that. But, like, this dude was, like, moaning extra loud. And there was a weird jerking.
He was moaning?
There was a sound like a. Not in the mouth, but like
it was a like,
like a jerk off sound.
Like, yeah,
like oil.
And then I, when, anytime maybe you do see older white men come out, there was like a couple older white men that came out.
Thank you.
She, and it was only her doing all these white men.
Well, no, there's
she
others.
Was the one walking up and down like she was waiting. There was other people.
Yeah, I think it was
back.
Her turn.
So
like,
when he came out, someone says, "How was it?" He goes, "Feel great."
I swear, I was like,
"You did that on purpose."
Who did what on purpose?
You said it felt great.
Oh no, not me, me.
Oh, white man came out.
That wasn't me. It was a white dude. The older white dude did that. He was the one that was like, "Feel great." And the other guy just came out. He was super appreciative. He was like, thank you so much, thank you, bye." And he was all awkward and he left. And then he was in a suit. A white older white man in a suit in these establishments.
Sex clubs on the low, Weezy.
Right. I came in and been like,
everybody has been asking the girth, Sharonis, and you said do my research. It didn't come out.
Damn.
Unfortunately, he only took his socks off. And
I
would have
let you start the business.
I slid my sweats up. That's a write off.
That was a write off for the business girl for the research, bitch.
Write off.
Wait, right when we leaving. The girl's like, I'm looking at her and her hands are shaking. And we walked out and I'm like, bro, like, I feel like we were just in the middle of like a sex trade. Like,
lucky.
She didn't speak English. She was like a little shaky. You could tell she was nervous. And she's like holding this towel, like waiting
the
to
whole
come
time.
Next.
Like, she didn't put on her sweats until a good, like, really until we left. Like,
yeah.
She finally put
she was like
on.
That
I think she was off duty after that. They were just like, go home. Like, you're of no use.
That's awful.
I can't tell you the name because it wasn't in Inglés.
It wasn't. Yeah.
At
was,
all.
Yeah.
But it was across from Luna Pizza. I know that.
Oh, so, yeah. Yeah. Is that around? And was Chase around the corner? The Chase Bank?
Yeah.
Don't be giving all these details.
Then
you
going to
get them cut.
No, you know what?
Nah, they can't.
Pops be listening because this girl told me she was like, me and my academy are listening to the show. And I was like,
what's old boy from the Patriots that got caught going to a brothel? Don't be telling about people. No, was it?
Yes, it wasn't his.
No, it wasn't his brothel. It was a brothel that was under investigation by the FBI for trafficking people.
But what about his massage?
He got off because the person who gave him the massage wasn't a part of the sex trafficking.
Oh, I thought, okay, right. Get the fuck out of here.
Thank God.
Yeah.
This was just
Kraft was the only one. The richest nigga there was the only one not involved. Get the fuck out of here. Lock that nigga up.
That's what they said.
We need another ring.
Hillary voice. How they be fucking doing Hillary.
I like that Weezy actually came up with this cute little game, and we're going to bring you a part of it. It's called Finish the Sentence.
Mm.
So are we all going to finish this sentence?
Yeah.
Okay, let's all
fun,
do it.
Fun,
all
right. Fun.
The first one, you're going to finish it.
Okay.
I want you to lick my blank. Finish the blank.
And it's on my body.
Yeah.
So this is
cool,
your quote. Yes.
Yeah. So go ahead.
I want you to lick my
shaft.
Okay.
It's a certain way to do it.
Okay,
it's really nice when a girl knows how to do it.
Lick the shaft. Okay.
Yeah, and
I can dig it.
Like go in circles around it. Like not
like,
the sucking,
like a
but licking
wine?
Just yeah, dutty wine on it. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Next one.
Well, no. What about you, Weezy?
Yeah.
We gonna go in a circle. What
I want you to lick my pussy hole.
Okay, you like the pussy hole?
I do. I love when niggas put their tongue in it and like, rotate that shit.
I can dig that.
Okay.
All right, you know, I don't like head.
Because some people just like.
You don't like head, Mandy?
Nah, we ain't
talking
about
this. But no, you came the
you
other
different.
Day.
But it was from fingers.
You came.
He was fingering the fuck
out. But he was eating you out while he was fingering?
Okay, first of all, a blowjob uses
head.
Hands.
That's
give it some credit. It was still head.
Yeah. All right, so I want you to lick my ear.
Strap. Oh.
Ear. Damn! I can't feel when they lick my strap.
Right.
Yeah, but
it's a power thing. It's a power thing.
I want them to suck that shit. Fuck that shit.
Your sisters were doing that shit. And then it started vibrating in my mouth, and I was like,
okay, the next one is... Okay, I'm trying to think how he's supposed to... Every time we fuck, I want you to...
Every time we fuck, I want you to... Damn, what do I like? What's a for sure thing? I know there's a for sure position.
What's the for sure position? Every time we fuck, I want you to be in what position?
What's it called? Like
we don't know.
Like okay, I'm about to explain. Okay, so
should we do it like our show? Should you and Sharonis do this right now?
I did. You remember I asked? You got pants on.
So we were talking about.
I said I did ask. I was like, can I be a part of that?
We got video for nothing.
We got video, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what's the position you like to do in sex?
Are we really?
Bitch, we about to figure it out. Get up.
Okay.
Boy, you play
okay.
so much. Well, wait till the middle of the show. I got your ass. Puss the hope.
pussy.
I hope so.
All right, what's the position?
Okay.
Hold on, talk him through. Talk him through.
So, Sharonish is standing up.
Oh, wait, let me take off my work badge, bitch. Y'all gonna get me.
All right, so Mandy
what's
is.
What's the position?
So.
Why you about to bend over already, you hoe?
She know.
Oh, tall ass.
So, okay, so, like, that's it's very similar to that, but okay, so.
How can I
go on the floor?
Nigga, you gonna be
nah, you know, look. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I mean, go on the floor. Why not?
Handheld.
All right, so let's see. Mandy is. Do you want Mandy facing up?
I gotta go on my
Mandy's on her belly. Oh, that's the winner.
Yeah, yeah, on the floor, floor. Okay.
Okay.
So then, for this sake, I guess we'll go this side. Then this right.
So now he's getting down on top of Mandy, who's on the floor.
And my kind of like mine got to be underneath like that. And then you get real deep in there.
Oh, so you get the
booty. Wait,
let me get in there too. Let me get in there.
And then we go to work. That's how it is. That's my
just don't spill the sangria.
Nah, watch out.
I like that.
That's my absolute favorite.
So that's there's a name for that. And we've actually.
Yeah, I don't know what the name of that is.
It's a lay down doggy, but I can't.
Did we not have that at a live show?
We did. We did have it at a live show.
We did that at a live show.
But you know what?
I can't remember the name of it.
Absolute favorite position.
So I like that position too.
I think my pussy gets juicier when I'm like that.
I like that position too.
There's a lot you can do. Like, there's even slight little like rotations you could do, like have her go on her side a little bit more, then you can see her play with the titties, and then or just have her like more on her stomach, and then you really get aggressive with the booty and stuff like that.
Do you think you're an ass man or a titty man?
Shit, equal. You know what? I will say I prefer booty, but I mean, like, I love everything, but booty is priority.
So what about you? Every time we fuck, I want you to. What do you want your partner to do?
Every time we fuck, I want you to look me in the eye.
Oh, you're so emo, bro.
Oh my God, make love to me.
You are.
When someone is fucking the shit out of me, and they look me in the eye, I feel like it's serious. Like I'll come like that.
Okay.
Sometimes I close my eyes because I don't want to see it. I'll be like, I don't want to come yet.
I can. Okay. I can see that.
There's a lot of.
I like it from the back though, so like I don't feel like I have as much.
You ever look back though? Like
I do be looking back, but then it's like I know I be actually not looking at cute.
I fuck somebody that. Every time we fuck, he needs me to tell him that I'm about to come. He needs to hear it. I need to say it. And if I don't, this nigga be like, "What? Did you just come?
What's the point?
Like, are you fucking kidding me?"
Oh, see, so when I was fucking this morning, I don't even have to say it because my pussy pushes the dick out. And he feel me like shaking.
No. It's not like he can't feel me come.
He be like, "Man, you better tighten up and take this dick." That's what he told me.
But I think it's the announcement. Like, everybody in the room and just even if it's just us and also the neighbors need to know I'm coming.
So
the announcement I noticed.
So I realized this morning the one thing why I'm able to suck 24/7's dick for 24 minutes is because he does something. So every time we have sex, I need you to talk and moan to me while I suck your dick.
Samesies.
Like, so he was like doing all the fuck, like, but he was then moaning. And then he was like, "God damn, bitch, you so sexy how you suck this dick." He was talking real nasty this morning. I was like, whoa. But
it's 6 o'clock, buddy.
No, it was actually 5:15.
Birds are chirping.
But like, it was just the vocalness of it. I started feeling myself drip down my thighs. And I was bitch, I'm ready. Wrong.
You know,
I'm
it's
ready.
Crazy how powerful words are. Cause I remember like thinking, like, I was in, matter of fact, that position, and I'm thinking, all right, cool. I was in it to go for the long haul. I'm like, boom, I'm going at it. And then this girl, like, she looks back, and then she says, like, all she said was, like, "Is it yours, daddy?" And for some reason, I was like, oh, and just splattered
that's
all over
the
place.
Bruh.
It wasn't about, like.
But it is,
it
though.
It was more so about, is it yours, not the daddy part. Right, that's the egotism.
But is it yours is the ego shit.
Yeah, and you know what? Because and we both know it's not. Shit. But it's just about the talking of it. Just like, whatever, bitch, you do your thing. Whatever, okay.
We both know it ain't mine, but like, let's play the game.
But say that shit.
So since you know it ain't yours, what about if a girl wants you to tell her that you love her during sex? Because I've seen that in movies.
Wait, they asked that?
Yeah, yes. a girl, I remember one time a girl, she told me, I know she didn't love me, but she told me, and then she asked, she's like, "Do you love me?" Like, while we were fucking.
That's a mood killer.
And I was like,
if a guy even asked me that, why? Like this morning.
What'd you do?
Yeah. Wait, you said yeah? Oh,
No. I just, what I did, I was like, I was like, I just act like it was too good. Like,
I don't go to the love thing, but like even this one, I was like, oh, this is your pussy. And then he's so conceited. He's like, this been my pussy. Oh, okay. And I was like, well, damn, you're supposed to just say yeah. Like, oh,
you're like, you know, this your pussy. It been my pussy.
Damn.
She looked like, sir.
Sir.
You ever had to take the dick
calm
out
down
of
back there.
Wait.
Have you guys done that? Have you guys ever been like, hold on, and really interrupted the process?
I've interrupted the process one time.
Right.
Don't grab me no kind of way. Don't talk to me no kind of way if you ain't fucking ask me for consent.
So I've done it one time that I can remember, but I know I've stopped a nigga from putting his dick in me if I wasn't wet yet. Because it's just like, nigga, she's not ready yet. But and I literally say, she's not ready. Yeah, why are you doing it?
That shit hurts.
But I pulled one nigga out my dick one time.
Well, we believe that.
I pulled a dick out my pussy one time because, like, we had done a lot of, like, foreplay and talking, and he had sent me videos of him fucking bitches. And when he was fucking me, it just wasn't good. So I was like, I feel like you're not putting your all into it. We shouldn't do this.
She had a halftime talk with this nigga.
Half-time,
she was like, listen,
half-time,
this
I said,
is what
this,
you're doing.
This isn't going to work. You should call an Uber now.
It was the end of the game. Damn.
I was like,
you just turned off, huh, at that point.
I was super turned off.
The only time I've ever stopped someone, I had a dude go, head is necessary. I love giving and receiving. The dude's eating my pussy. He, like, does it for a few seconds to, like, get it wet, and then he was like, stop. And I said, let me tell you something. I said, I know I take care of myself, number one. Number two, if you're in a rush, we can find another time. Just want to make that very clear.
Maybe you wanted a quickie.
You
don't like quickies?
And then he was like, I'm like, well, yeah.
You love quickies? Mm-hmm. What is a quickie to a man? Because quickies to us might not be quickies to y'all.
What's a quickie to you?
What's a quickie
Hold
to
on.
You?
Quickie to people that have been fucking is a different thing because you know how to make each other
come. That's true. I will say, though, let's just say in general, just for general sakes, anything under 7 minutes.
Because
10 minutes could be sex to me, bro.
Damn, 7 sex minutes and 7 real minutes.
Because you know seven what? Sex
for
minutes.
For some reason, I understand what you're
asking.
It's
really like.
Because there's been a time where I remember, like, we fucked for 10 minutes, but in my mind, I
it was like swore
it was a half hour. I was like, ooh, I was killing that for 10 minutes. Hey, what the hell? That's I know you found like that. We did 7 positions.
That's why you can't have a cable box, dog. Because it really blow your ego.
It do.
You'd be like, shit, 606 like,
nah,
was 36.
Fuck, yeah. Wasn't going to say, though. Yeah, probably. But, like, I would just say regular, just not 6 minutes, but regular minutes. Anything under
seven minutes.
Five underneath 5 minutes, then. Yeah.
I can come in 5 minutes, bro.
5 minutes. It depends the dick. But, yeah.
Yeah, I could get
but then
shit.
Honestly,
especially
that means
if I'm like,
depends.
If
so
I turn it around,
oral,
I turn it around,
like
I could get that shit done quick.
That means there's no oral in a quickie?
That's not true. Because I could
so
give
wait,
you like
that means you're
two,
fucking for two and a half
a minute,
minutes?
A minute
you've
of
never,
it.
Like, gotten the dick wet before it goes in, just like.
Just like, top it for like a 30 seconds. Sometimes I'm like, yo, just give it like 15 seconds and then we're good. Like, don't even try to go ham on it.
Bro, you know what I'm
saying? Because some girls get prideful with that shit and want
to
go all ham.
I said in a quickie, I was at the edge of the bed sucking dick. I had my hands like right here. And I was like, hold my hair and hold your dick.
Damn, man, that nigga do all the work.
I was like, shit, because I just want to, like, hang this up.
Yeah, he kept trying to hold my hair, but because the Africans just did it yesterday, I was like, ooh. Don't pull my hair. Hold on. Like, nigga, this is
you
fresh.
You put your braids forward when your shit really hurt?
Well, no. Nigga took the two from the front and tried to bring it to the back with the rest. And I said,
yo, that's the funniest thing I've ever
edges,
seen.
The edges. So I put them shits right back to the front with my hand.
Yeah.
Like,
that was the funniest thing I ever seen while I was getting. The girl was like, she was like,
no.
I was like, oh, my bad.
Stretch. All right, this one you got to do fast, all right? Don't even think about it. Come on my tits or come on my ass?
Ass.
Mm-hmm. Come in my mouth or come inside me?
Oh, I got a daughter
that's
inside
nasty.
You. So you already know how I roll.
Spit on my pussy or spit in my mouth?
Ooh, I'm spitting on the pussy, though.
No, I don't like
you
that.
You nasty, dog.
Sorry.
Me too.
It's weird because I low-key wanted my mouth spit in today, but when he spits, sometimes I just wasn't ready for the spit all of my
the
face.
The first time.
It sounded like he got blunt spit.
Girl, you know what's crazy? While I was sucking his dick, he lit up his blunt, and I said, I know it's really ghetto, but I love when you smoke a blunt when I suck your dick.
You
I told him that. It was so
you are
sexy.
So ratchet.
Don't do this.
You ratchet.
Don't
like,
how
ooh,
dare
matter
you.
Of fact, pour yourself a cup of Hennessy, too.
No, that is not what I said. You real. It was five o'clock.
A lot of shit happens in. But
he was just rolling.
You went to Jersey at 5 a.m. That's the one time he should have came to you.
I did.
The first, well, I mean, it's quick travels at that time, right?
15 minutes.
At that time. Well, you know what, though? The first time I remember the first time a girl ever, she was like, spit in my mouth, whatever. I was so thrown off. And I thought, I was like, that's disgusting.
No,
I thought
not.
I didn't like that. I was just like, that's gross. Because that's never been a thing.
The first time Mandy said it to me, that was a long time. You fucked.
I love it.
You know who it was? It was a real famous nigga, too.
Oh, nigga, I be fucking off famous.
Hold on. It was like, stop.
Let me stop. Who?
No.
Dang.
Oh, him.
And Mandy
he was
said,
the first one, too.
Mandy was like, this he like I just spit in my mouth.
Don't do this. Yo, shut the fuck up.
I love it. I'm always going to give her shit.
Shut goddamn mouth.
So wait, Mandy tells me this shit. I'm like 19 years old, bro. I was like,
yeah, but he stealthed me, bro. So I ain't like that shit. He was the first nigga to stealth me.
You know what stealthing is?
No.
He took the condom off. And busted in me.
Oh, that nigga wild.
Nigga, on round one. I mean, I made him cough up some change, but still. Cause he needed to pay for my plan B, and then I would need a
the
tax.
The plan B is $2,500. Nigga, what the fuck wrong with you, nigga?
No, but that was the first person outside of the other
that's
nigga.
That's wild.
You know how I did me? Well,
damn,
hated
bro.
It. When I had
and that's
my
how
horse,
you knew I really
ain't
want to be no
I was like,
mama.
Look, I got to take like 4 days off work, and you was drug dealing, so. That's like,
but that's how you know I didn't want to be your baby mama. Girl, I didn't care about child support, none of that. I was like, nigga, I need that plan B.
You've had a girl take the condom off?
Mm-hmm. That's happened to me twice.
Wait, what?
You do?
Yeah, mm-hmm. What does a man do when
the
a woman takes the condom off?
The first time that ever happened, when she did that, I literally like pushed her ass cheeks. I was like, what you doing? And I pushed her forward and went that
and
way.
And you slid that dick in that pussy.
No. I said, what are you doing?
So that's more of
and
a
that,
turn off.
It threw me off because I was like, what the fuck are you trying to do? Like, to me, I was like, what are you trying to do? You know what I'm saying? And at that time, like, I was still hooping and shit like that. I was like, bitch, hold on. Like, you know what I'm saying? The second time, for some reason, it was sexy as fuck to me. I was like, fuck.
Because you like that.
She was like, you God damn.
And you're like, I don't do. Why do we keep doing this?
Don't give that nigga no light.
I need to stop, bro.
Yeah.
Terrible.
All right. The last question I have is one question.
Okay.
I would like to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding it. What would you do if we have, you kind of answered it already. If we have 5 minutes to fuck and end it in orgasm, the position we need to be in is.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Yo, that downward doggy.
Yeah, that. But if there's a second one, she has to have a fat ass for this and know how to ride, but that reverse cowgirl does something crazy to me.
I did that today. I did some extra type of riding today, and I was very proud of myself.
Extra type?
So
you said like the last couple of years you've been starting to ride now.
First off, I haven't. A bitch been fat. I wasn't riding dick at
all. That's why I said you were like, y'all, now I'm small,
like,
I'm riding.
I was excited, bitch. Let me tell y'all how I was riding dick, because this is like none other. I've never done it before. So I got on top of him. He's laying down. I'm facing him. Bitch, I get tired from riding regular, so bitch, I bend back, and bitch, I'm on my arms now. And then,
what?
So I'm
oh,
on
that's
my,
the best.
That shit was crazy the first time I ever happened to
I was so like, and then he was like, I was heavy.
I ain't doing it.
Bounce harder. Then hilarious. I was like, all right, nigga, then I just fell back. I said, nigga, you gotta get on top now.
Yo, I was wanting to do something like that.
I did it for a clean couple
where she was doing it like reverse cowgirl like this, and the girl started eating her pussy, and the second the girl ate the pussy, she was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, no, bitch, I fell. Bitch, I fell back when he was like, hard. Do more bouncing. Yeah. And I was like, all right, nigga, this is like, calm
what's
down.
A long time on top to y'all?
What 20 seconds.
Y'all niggas ain't shit.
That was
you
a
see
great
this?
Question.
Nigga, 20
you
seconds.
You see this? Like,
you know what, though? I come kind of quick on top.
Well, that's useful.
So I ain't gonna lie. You could tell my body ain't used to the positions because so we went two rounds, but the
nigga,
first time I
thighs
got on top,
trembling.
No, nigga, it wasn't even my thighs. Do you know how embarrassing it was?
A fucking alternate lunge, goddamn,
nigga. As I'm getting on top, all you hear is click, click, and my knees.
Oh, nigga, hey.
I'm like this, nigga. My knees click like a motherfucker. You heard
hey,
the
bone. Bless, sound like a roller coaster.
Yo, Nick,
every time I watch Tyomi's a sex expert online.
Okay.
If she do her riding videos, I'd be like, damn, she got some good knees.
My knees buckle.
That's all I think. Knees be out and everything. That's all I can think
you
of.
You just heard my bones crack. I know man, he's like, this bitch don't do that.
It's funny when you start like, when you realizing like, damn, I'm not 19 no more and shit. Like, I'm around a certain position, nigga. Like, and I was like, I
Charlie
for
Horse?
Sure know I have tendonitis in my right shoulder. I just knew it because then I got to a point where I was just kind of like barely on and just like giving with my left and then I just started shaking with this one. I was like, I'm not looking good here. I was like, switch positions. I'm trying to be a soldier for you.
But I have tendonitis.
I definitely do.
Damn, dog. We sound like we
I'm an athlete.
I got arthritis.
Damn. Oh, man. That shit.
Yup.
Fuck. Real shit.
Not,
real.
Not really, but I feel like it.
Like, I also, like I realized right, after like, masturbating at the rate that I do, I could never be a DJ. Like,
no, I ain't gonna lie.
God damn. My wrist gets so tired sometimes.
You should be like, you know how Instagram girls with a lot of followers become DJs all of a sudden? Just be a DJ like that, where they just...
First off,
and then it goes
I
into
feel
the,
like you're shading a couple of my friends.
I'm thinking of one in particular,
sure do.
But
models
like,
don't that are DJs?
Because I have a yes. We're not gonna say names.
I'm not saying nah.
The only one
that.
I'm thinking of right now is Chanel Jeffries.
Chantel, right?
What else?
Chantel.
Whatever.
Oh, she DJ?
Bruh.
Yeah, she do
and
DJ.
She's like got a fucking residency at Aria or some shit right now.
She's
what
huge.
The fuck?
Yes, we'll see her Memorial Weekend.
Turn
I'm gonna be lit Memorial Weekend.
So,
like, oh, no, she's probably good. I don't know.
I've already been hitting up where you at Memorial. Hey, I know they're gonna be in Vegas.
Yeah.
Is that where like ball players go?
Mm-hmm. It's probably Summer League.
Like, everybody. Summer League is not till July 4th. Wait,
when's Memorial?
I'm tripping. 27th of May.
Yeah, I'm tripping way earlier. Yeah, I'm tripping.
Honestly, I was really excited about Memorial Day. Me and Scissors are going to Panama. I know you're Panamanian.
Oh, hey, where are y'all going in Panama?
I don't know. We staying at the bougie ass Waldorf Astoria. That's all I knew. And I'm excited. They do.
In Panama?
I heard it ain't
there's
great.
A lot of American.
You know it's cheap.
Yeah. There's a lot of American franchises in Panama. They use American dollar down there.
Yeah, you don't need to change your currency.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
Is it third world?
No.
But it is. You're rich or you're poor.
There's a lot of prostitution. I only went for one night.
When I went to Cambodia, their currency means so less that they literally use whatever currency you have. So we were able to use Thai baht. We were able to use the Vietnam money. I forgot what it was called. Sing dollars. Yeah. US dollars, of course, was the highest.
Of course.
And then if you
course.
Just had a $1 bill, they acted like it was so fucking much. Because I guess you can buy a lot there.
In Panama, it's straight up American dollars. But the thing is, like... So I remember I went, you gotta think this is back in, I remember last time I went was like 08, 09. I was on the national team, right?
Nigga, we was at high school.
Yeah, I was fresh graduated, right? And I went, and then the gas was like something stupid. I'd never seen prices like that in my life. It was like $4.75, $4.80 or some shit like
Islands
that.
Islands are like that.
And I was like, what the fuck? Like all the gas, or like even five. But then I went to go like buy a Gatorade and it was like 32 cents. Or something like that, like a big joan. Like, I was just like,
so cargo,
I bought groceries out there for $10.
Cargo is different from, like, something like fuel, which is fucking insane.
Right, of course. Mm-hmm.
But I think with Panama, like, it's very hard for, like, for employment. Like, that's why there's so much prostitution. Like, it's everywhere.
It's wild.
Bartenders, waitresses.
Everybody.
I was in the casino.
That's like DR. You can get a prostitute for like $20.
I have, man.
Are you going to pay for a prostitute while you're there?
So the reason I'm not excited about Memorial Weekend anymore is because we're both on our period, and then you know we're going on our fucking
vacay. That don't stop you, bitch.
It don't stop women? Like if
she be fucking on us. Period, nasty
But,
asses.
Like, also, like, it's...
Because, like, the
Nigga,
main
I told
thing...
you we be fucking on our period.
Nasty.
Did you? That was But I feel like that you...
Because we scissor.
You scissor with blood everywhere.
What's worse, eating it or bumping coochies with it?
Both.
Nah, like.
So what if what if your tampons intertwine and pull each other out and there's just blood everywhere?
So I don't know what animation you just did in your head, but listen to me. I'm with a woman who also like has the same thing I deal with every month. Like we could.
You not gonna sit here and
she's
tell
fine,
me.
She's fine, by the way. Congrats.
Two pussies bleeding. You're not gonna tell me the room don't smell like quarters, pennies, whatever the fuck you say.
Oh,
I don't care.
I say it doesn't smell like pennies.
Exactly. If there's two people with blood, that room smell like goddamn pennies.
Honestly, like quarters. We're lit. That is
I got both of our like period copper. Trackers on my shit. We get our period the same day now, bitch. We lit. So technically, we only out of commission 5 days a month instead of like 10 now.
That is terrible.
You know,
we synced up.
I'm so fucking happy.
God damn.
Let's fucking go.
That's shit. Okay. Yeah. So, damn, this is really nasty for a start.
Yes. Yeah, so let's go ahead and get into our vanilla shit.
Okay.
Okay.
So, vanilla shit this week, and it was mainly because I was going to have you jerk off.
Is that a thing? Vanilla
what?
Shit?
So, vanilla shit. First off, I need you to act like you listen to the goddamn show.
Well,
so for our new listeners who may have been tuned in just because Sharonis is on our show, Vanilla Shit is the segment in our show where we talk about sex in the news. So it's something, it's an article that we came about, whether from Twitter or someone sent it in, and it involves just sex in the news.
Now, this one is called the Death Grip. Are you using death grip during masturbation? It could be messing with your sex life. So basically,
death grip.
If you masturbate with an overly tight grip, Dan Savage says this. Sorry, by the way, Dan Savage follows us, bitch.
Does he?
I had a panic attack when I found out the other day. Dan Savage is
been asking us. He's been in my DMs for us to come on Twitter.
Shut your mouth, bitch!
I don't know. Like, people added us in the beginning. I could show you our DMs.
Okay, let me just start you.
I didn't know.
Literally, the only fucking reason I say certain words on this show, monogamish, okay, that's all Dan Savage. Just woke as fuck, and I really hate giving white people credit, but he's lit as fuck.
Oh,
and
he's like, white?
He's white. He does his show on his own. He doesn't need nobody. He's had it for forever. It's called Lovecast by Dan Savage.
It's a podcast?
People will call in, totally authentic. He'll talk them through their shit. He's like so honest. He has like sex workers. Like everybody will call in and like he never fucking lies. Like you could tell sometimes it's hurtful and he just like, oh well.
Yeah.
And it's great. Gay, dope. And then he sells these shirts that say it, Muffa, and peach that motherfucker already.
That's what's up. Okay.
So anyway.
Death grip. Gotcha.
Death grip is coined by Dan Savage. And it refers to men that have a overly tight grip while masturbating on their penises or just basically apply a lot of pressure. People that hump mattresses also.
You're going back into my early teen years.
What is up with that?
It was just I needed pressure all around there when my dick got hard and I didn't know what to do with it at that time. So that's what was happening.
So these things just didn't become available. Your bed.
I didn't learn how to masturbate until I was 11.
So you stuck your dick in between the mattresses?
Not between. Jesus Christ! It just was like on it. I just would just
no. People
like,
put it in between.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's what you were saying.
Yeah. Nah. So
we had bunk beds, nigga. It wasn't like side by side. So
even if another partner is doing it, so ladies or gentlemen that are giving blowjobs, if you're gripping too tightly during oral sex, it can actually be really fucked up later for one sperm count, but also sensitivity while trying to come later.
That makes sense.
So if you're gripping too hard, right, it kind of has that adverse effect, much like watching porn. You know, if we watch too much porn, then we start needing nastier shit.
Yeah.
This is basically what the death grip can do to sex later on. Not just sex with yourself, but sex with other people. And many people with, they say, limited access to sex education and religious restrictions have had improper ways of learning how to pleasure themselves.
So they're like, squeezing the shit out their dick, thinking that's what it is.
Because they feel like that's what pussy is supposed to do.
It's supposed to be. They think it's supposed to be really, really tight.
Yeah.
So which makes sense why it fucks you up, because then you're going to think that the pussy should be tighter than what it really is.
What's the weirdest way you guys have masturbated?
I did.
Go ahead and share. I want to laugh.
Nah.
I think mine's worse.
It probably is.
What do you mean the worst way of
masturbating? I mean, the weirdest way. The weirdest way for me.
I put a condom on a toothbrush and I also put a condom on a cucumber.
Okay, yeah, you got me.
I mean, I told you I made a guy put a condom on his wave brush. he put it in his booty hole because he couldn't get splinters.
I love this story.
It was so amazing.
I'm never going to trust a nigga.
I couldn't get over seeing the bristles.
It was the wave brush in his booty hole.
It just ruined it.
It was great. But for me, I don't think I masturbate really weird because I have T-Rex arms.
But no, ever, like a kid.
So I can't like get my fingers. I can't finger my pussy, bro. Like, I can't. My arms is too short.
Mandy, bullshit.
Bro,
I'm
like,
looking at
your pussy hole to arm ratio.
When I'm laid down in my goddamn bed.
Not comfortably, huh?
I gotta do like this. No. Bitch.
Why did you look like a hunchback?
If I'm laying down in my bed to go like this, my hand is right on my clit.
You just gotta
DJ.
In
order to like push it in, I gotta like bunch up like a little midget, and I ain't gonna do that.
Daddy, stop saying midget.
Little peep.
I want to just say for the record, this is Wheezy. This is my voice. Everyone get comfortable and familiar with it. I would like to find the minute mark that we said this on, but you know what? Fuck it. I want you all to know.
Do not share those sentiments.
And those views of Mandy does not reflect BET for games people play. What's it called again?
Games people play.
My bad.
For me, it was very like The only reason why I did this is because we were at lunch and somebody mentioned, like, I'll do it like this. And then he said, because it feels like somebody else is doing it or something like that. And then I was like, oh, but
he'll do what?
He was joking and I took it serious. I didn't realize he was joking because I talked about
numb your hand.
You sit on it. That's one, yeah. Right? But it was, so if I'm right dominated, you sit on my left, got my left, did it. And then like, I like looked over my right shoulder and like never looked down. And I was just like this the whole time. And I was just like, I mean, maybe like the first 30 seconds was a little strange and shit, but I got to meet myself and got comfortable. So then
it was to meet yourself?
I got comfortable with my offhand.
That's kind of,
maybe your arms
that's
like going
both ways
up.
Now, nigga, you feel me? Oh, yes.
Ambidextrous. You ambidextrous?
Ambidextrous. You know what?
That's good.
No. In real life, yeah, but no.
Okay.
What?
Not like, I don't stroke with my left hand.
What do you mean in real life, yeah? You can write with both hands?
I can write with both hands. I can shoot, like, or.
You got a pen?
I definitely am right-handed, and then I hold my phone in my
left.
Let
me get a piece of paper.
This is
because I want to see this. I want you to write your name with both hands.
Normal.
I mean, I'm not even a nice writer anyway, so I don't know. You're gonna be like, nah. I'm like, nigga, that's how I write.
I want to see how bad we can all do it.
Oh yeah,
I'm the best, so I'm gonna win.
You could do both hands.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll do all.
I normally do two hands.
What are you guys, right or left?
I'm right.
I do both hands.
You're right.
You're left.
And what about you?
Both. Both of them.
She right-handed. That's what a right-handed person
I just
took
it left like I'm ambidextrous.
Right.
All right, let's see.
All right, so I'm doing this.
That
this
cannot be a dominant.
You know what? There's been a minute now I'm thinking about it. I'm out. Disqualified. Go ahead.
This nigga wrote, sir.
That's an A.
Oh.
That is an A.
Okay.
But I'll be real. My right hand is not that much better than that. I'll be real with you. Oh, yeah. See? Well, no, I could have. I definitely would have won this.
This whole wrote in cursive.
What is that?
That was the easiest.
That's what it looks like. It says worm.
It says woozy. That's what it says. Not wheezy.
Oh, this is ugly. I tried to write in cursive, too.
I probably would have won that. Let me finish mine.
Let me finish mine. Wait. So let me do print, because
no,
I tried to do cursive.
Because y'all sorry.
To do cursive.
Damn, this is terrible.
Y'all bad. See,
we got to take a picture of this.
Yeah.
And make sure y'all see what this looks like.
Mine is bad, but you guys kind of took.
No, you concentrating, nigga.
No, I'm not. I'm
going. I didn't get the
cursive. I'm printing. You guys are going cursive.
See, I shouldn't have done cursive.
See what happens when you try to get advanced? Reverse cowgirl.
Oh, that?
Okay, you might have.
Wow.
Like,
maybe this nigga, you and Behostress. Let me see.
She
I fuck both sexes
coming up. So we gonna get into our kink of the week, y'all. As y'all know, every week pick a kink, and we do always like to say no kink shaming. This is something. It looks like maybe some shit Weezy might be into, because she just be into some weird shit.
That's funny.
So this one is called Omurashi.
Omurashi.
You know, because she done been to Japan and shit. So, Omurashi.
You know, a bitch like sushi and ramen.
Or Omo for short, falls within the Urolagnia family of sexual fetishes which are related to urine. Those who identify as Omo become aroused when they have a full bladder and wet themselves, or observe their partner wetting themselves.
I'm out.
Other phrases used to describe this particular fetish are bladder desperation and panty wetting.
Now,
the word omurashi is Japanese to wet one's up. Ooh, bitch, I speak Japanese.
Yeah, you already knew it, too. It did sound Japanese right away. And I was out. I'm out.
I honestly thought
I pissed on my ex-girlfriend in the shower once.
So did I.
That was it.
What about this? You said you're out.
I'm out.
Oh, but I want you to watch this video. So we're pulling up a video right now. I could post it for the patrons.
At least play the audio.
Shit, it's stuck. I have pulled up the... So the girl's getting fucked.
I need your Wi-Fi to connect or something.
You know, because it ain't.
So we're going to get it connected, but here's the question we need to know first.
Connect.
How much would you take as far as coin for someone to piss on you?
To pee on me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like that's not the worst thing. It'd be different. You talking about shitting on me, but like pissing on me, then, you know.
For free?
Wait.
He said for free.
Wait, let's write what we think he's going to say, because this is how much I think he's about to say.
All right, go ahead.
I'm really thinking lower, but now I think he just...
This your number? This gonna be my number.
I hate you, Mandy.
Wow. What?
Go ahead. Don't say it.
Okay, what's your number?
1500.
Didn't I just say I was going to say that.
Well, she gave you $1,000 more. That would make sense for me because I
Mandy
said
for a fly out.
A fly out. If a bitch flew you out, you're going to piss off. And that's about less than $1,500.
So I almost said $1,000.
You got a place to
expensive
stay and a plane. See, look.
Do I just free trip? On a chest?
Yep, look.
All right, what if it was us? What if like me or Mandy pissed on you? Would you give us a discount?
So I done pissed on a person
y'all want a friend
for the
discount?
Free. And then I told, I said at the live show. So we was really drunk. The nigga that liked me to pee on him. So
you did it multiple times.
No, so I peed on him multiple times in the shower. But he did some shit that I ain't really like. And I mean, by that time I was drunk and it just happened.
By what,
so
drinking
I was,
it?
No, I was on the toilet pissing. And he walked up to me while I was pissing and started pissing on me. So it fell from my chest into the toilet while I was pissing on
I
the
I want
toilet.
You all to know this is a Negro she's talking about. An entire black
wild.
Man.
This is,
not
6'11".
A Caucasian.
Yeah.
So. Oh shit!
Yeah, and so his steamy. Dick was like right there. Oh, and it was hot. It's I ain't like that steamy. Shit.
Was, what did you do?
So then we got in the
nigga
shower.
Muscles
after
all relaxed
I
afterwards. Shit.
Yeah, that nigga really walked
that shit
up
into
and
a
just
sauna.
Pissed.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's
it was
wild.
Really gross.
That's not.
So
yeah, I'm not with that. I'm not really with that. I don't like human feces or waste on me.
Me neither. But I mean,
it.
If you drunk, you just.
I mean, like, look. No, I did have a girl ask me to piss on her. Let me see.
This girl starts pissing a little bit.
She sounds white.
She's Veronica Rodriguez.
Oh.
So that's Spanish.
She could be Euro.
Do you see that?
But doesn't that just seem
that
like squirting,
squirt.
Though? See, no, I've had that happen to me.
That looked like squirt, bro.
Honestly, I liked it.
But
I liked
that shit low-key hot.
I liked that. But that's not what that's not what they're referring to.
But
that's not what they're referring to. Because that I liked that. When that had happened to me, like that's happened to me before. And I remember the first time it happened, I was just like, there's this one girl who let loose on me. And I was like, and then my mom, I was like, all right, bitch, you peeing on me at this point. But like.
Cause, also, I'm into it.
Right.
But
you nasty.
I liked it.
So
we was in
out.
A hotel anyways.
Fly no. out, for sure. For sure, fly
no,
out.
No, so here's the thing, though. Like, I didn't know. She was just saying she was going to come. She was like, oh, my God. And like, she was like riding and then she would like pop up. And then she would
just release on you?
Release. And then she'll go back on and she'll go and then she'll come again and she just kept doing that. And I remember I was like,
I'm jealous.
That shit was wild. It's
I
like,
wanted to know how to do that. Like
it's wild.
I literally only squirt when the nigga find my little walnut in my pussy.
Ew,
so
man.
It's called no, so seriously, when a nigga so this is for y'all that wanna make a bitch squirt.
And then you get one of those beers.
And you be knowing.
One of those beers.
You know
it's
what I'm talking about.
Anymore.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So
when a nigga find a little walnut.
It's not cute anymore.
Smoke that blunt.
No, don't do that.
How many y'all got?
Thanks.
So real quick, Dot, so the little walnut happened. So when you finger in a bitch, you gotta press down on the top of her pussy. Mm-hmm. And when you put your fingers like this,
gotta hook 'em.
Once you hook it, mm-hmm. you're looking for a little walnut. Mm-hmm. So it feel like a little ridgy, like walnut type of. Oh yeah, see,
or
nigga, you know
a G-spot.
Yeah, but it feel like a walnut, bitch. I
okay,
mean, you can
but
use
you can
the real cute name is a G-spot, but you look for the walnut, and when you hit the walnut,
like
you gotta press down on
area.
The pussy, and then it just squirts.
Yo,
it's amazing.
Yeah, because I remember
I'm trying to teach them the right way.
Because
you are
do that,
really not.
What do you mean?
I told him to find
the walnut.
Walnut.
She's helping dudes out.
Y'all niggas can have your fucking walnut. I can't believe this.
You have a
you
walnut.
Don't know that you could, because you your finger.
Embrace your walnut.
I don't.
She's so mad about
you
it.
You have a walnut.
I have a G-spot.
You have a walnut.
I do
pussy.
Not have a walnut.
It feels
I've
like a walnut.
I've had nothing in my pussy, bitch, and not a wall.
It
okay?
feels like a walnut, bro.
No walls?
Not a walnut.
Jesus, what happened?
all right. So we gonna get into the wobble
scissors. I scissor, you know I got all my walls.
So Weezy decided to pick this, and I'm not sure what she
this?
Knows about you, but the horrible decision for this week is called Fluent in Fuckboy.
Well, we've talked, right? Yeah. Since Sharonis has last come on the show, we've become friends, and this nigga really sounds like a fuckboy to me.
No. Okay, and I told her the common mistake they make is I'm not a fuckboy, I could just speak fuckboy. I speak
you can
the
speak
language.
Fuckboy.
Like
what
fuckboy.
Is fuckboy language? Explain to our listeners, please.
How do you explain fuckboy language?
Y'all be lying.
I can.
I just know. I just you know how a fuckboy moves. That's why you pointed him out right there. Nah, he a fuckboy. That's a fuckboy. Whatever.
No, you just tall.
A lot of them.
Can.
See, nah.
I can.
Nah. But sometimes, like, think about it. You can like look at it like. think about like a nigga that drives like a Dodge Charger, Challenger, a Camaro. Them niggas usually be fuck
we
boys.
We from the South, Impalas.
Impalas.
I like that shit.
I used to want an Impala with chameleon paint job. That was my dream car.
Hey, I'm going to be real though. Impalas was a motherfucker. Back in the early 2000s, I was like, nigga, I'm going to get dream that.
Car. I used to fuck a nigga that had a Dora Explorer Chevy on 28.
Of course you did.
And I'd be at the car show like, yeah, that's my man shit. And then you probably talking to some other hoe.
Yeah. That's
hilarious. I was like, well, we in a race.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they move a certain way, talk a certain way. So, like, anytime, like, I'm, you know, like, close home girls of mine, or whether it's even, like, my sister or something like that, or just people I know, friends, women I've messed with, you know, they'll bring up certain scenarios and just come to me, found the trust in me, and then I just give my advice because I know exactly. I'm like, listen, I'm going to just tell you what's going on here. And then I just give them the breakdown.
So,
because I used to do it. I used to do it. I'm a former,
before you
I'm
ask
a retired
this first
fuck
question,
boy.
Because this has been synonymous with fuckboy behavior.
Okay.
And
synonymous.
What I real. So you
don't treat her like
she
tip. Don't treat her like she TI, like she just her word of the day.
This bitch couldn't get
before you go on your soliloquy.
She couldn't get walnut, but she got.
I said walnut, pussy. Oh, that's a nut.
Use your story.
It's a walnut, not your walls, bitch. It feel like a walnut, like a real nut.
Like the real walnut.
Next time you cook for us, can you bring a walnut? Thank you.
You know what a walnut feel like, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, everybody do. That ridge, like that.
Thank you. Look, even the Indian felt the walnut in the pussy.
What the hell, Mandy?
You thought the peppers were pickled. Or
bitch, okay. You thought planes come from blueprints, so stop.
They do. You have to make a blueprint to create a plane. Thank
now,
you.
Genetically speaking, we all know Benson's smarter than us. He was destined to be. So come on. Shit.
Oh, Indian.
All these niggas in the room.
Academic scholarship.
I mean, you aren't in medical school, so we might be winning, technically.
Technically. Are your parents upset that you chose to be behind a camera instead?
Yeah. My mom's foreign. My mom's foreign and like just foreign parents. Yo, if like education's key coming to this country. So my mother, like we talked about being born in Panama. Like, yo, she's like, mijo, you need to go back and get your master's. And I'm successful. You feel me? Like, I'm
and
like, mom,
she thinks you got to go back to school.
Like, yeah, it just doesn't matter. I'm like, mom, like, hey, mom, like, you know, I'm a lead on a new show. Oh, hey, mom, working with Spike Lee. Hey, mom, I'm doing this and that. She's like, okay, you need to get your master's after that. Then use that money and get your master's. I'm like, oh my God.
I love this one clip from, if you guys want to really have a good laugh, whenever I'm depressed, I watch Sri Lanka's Got Talent. Desus and Meryl, you know what I'm talking about. And Meryl says, when I told my dad I was going to do comedy, my dad goes, papi, why you don't sell refrigerator or something? It's so true.
Yvonne's mom was like, so you want to be a jester? Shit.
That is
was hilarious.
That is fucking crazy.
I was in tears.
That is funny.
Honestly,
I was in tears.
My mom, like, so we... I think it's like my mom is like learning these stages of our growth. You know, my mom was at our first show. Now she's coming to the Houston show this week.
And they be eating that up. When you start getting successful, they think they successful, yo.
Oh my God. My mom gets recognized.
She be like,
my daddy think he the shit.
You know who I am.
Yeah. So my mom hits me up after we do Vice and she's like, hilarious. Mm-hmm. Did you, so I could tell you didn't do your own makeup because of the eyeshadow, but like, did they not have lipstick?
So,
or you just do?
So now they have career advice. Yeah, my mom wants me to do a Bollywood film very badly because of the, like, if you look at your top 50 highest paid actors, there's like a good 11, 12 of them are Bollywood actors. My mom thinks I should, because I look close enough that I should go ahead.
You can't pass.
I'm like, mom,
too tall.
Do I speak the language?
Well, like, see, I wish I had y'all's parents then. My mom is more embarrassing. Don't let it be the playoffs. She'll call me while she's in the group. Amanda, which number is it? Which one is it? I'm like, mommy, do not tell everybody in the bar who you with, who I be talking to.
Right, facts. That's hilarious.
That's my mom. She likes to brag when watching sports games, who I know on the court.
Yo, family's funny.
Which number is he? You know the one.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay.
No, mom.
11.
Why do parents do that?
I don't understand. Not just parents, just like family in general, like whatever. Uncle, auntie, they are.
Bitch, boast with me. My mom told we went to this, we were at some fucking restaurant, some soul food restaurant in Orlando, and this girl was like, oh, I saw y'all was on Viceland, congratulations. My mom was like, Charlamagne, because they're all friends, so he got him in. I was like, wow, mom, like it also could be the last 2 years of hard work. Yeah,
yeah,
but you know, he wrote a book, you know.
Mom, I can't tell my mom like is really excited about what I do until she's having like it's like a work function or a friend's birthday party, and then she really wants me to go so she could show me off, yo. Like, yeah. Like we're trophies. Her kids are trophies. We're all tall as hell and stuff like that.
Right.
When we walk in, you should see how my mom walk in. She smile, like, and she just all nice to everybody, and then people are like, oh, yeah, this is my babies and stuff like that.
He on
and
TV. Like, oh, I didn't even tell you.
Draw all
no,
that shit.
Hey, and take,
yeah,
mama,
and, but like she's
my
like,
mama
she's
took
on
credit.
It.
She said,
oh, yeah, exactly.
She took credit for us being on Viceland, and I was like, how, mom? She's like, I'm the one who told you about Deezus Samero. She because when we
so
when,
that's
when,
how it
when I took her to the Brilliant Idiots live show, she's like, oh, they're just like Deezus and Mero. Didn't know anything about
oh,
Andrew
yeah, yeah.
and Charlamagne.
Oh, you know I stand, bitch.
And she's like, yeah. Before me, you didn't even know what Viceland was. I put it. Then you
you're
had
welcome.
Crystal watching all the documentaries, and now you're on there. Where's my mug?
At annoying. Least it's a mug. My mom would be asking for money, nigga. I was like, damn, mama.
Samesies.
Right. I was like, golly.
So we going to get back to the fuckboy conversation.
Okay, let's
so
do this.
Before we get into the questions Weezy has, one of the most synonymous questions
yes.
on Twitter that a lot of women need the answer to is why when we write our long thought out thoughts in English, mm-hmm. whether they be in text message on writing or verbatim, you guys respond with, huh? What you mean? Nigga, it was English when we said it. What you mean? Huh.
Right.
What you mean?
You know which one I really can't stand? I feel you.
Oh, that's the that's
see,
a big
I'll take
me.
That over huh, what you mean.
I had a whole essay.
You gotta understand. You gotta understand.
I don't
men
understand,
aren't,
so
you,
please.
But what I'm saying, on one, we'll break it down. But like at first of all, men aren't as long-winded when it comes to the text. Y'all can go forever with that. Where men are very impatient, you know what I mean?
What
like to
verbal?
Do that. It would be better if it's verbal. I'll tell you what's one
I've
of my
I've never had
issues.
A bad experience like that in person.
I have.
But that's what I'm saying. So what, for me, though, I'll tell you what my problem is when it comes to that long text. If I had you in person and you had plenty of opportunity to tell me and then I leave and we're not and then you send me a 5-page, no, I'm not, no, don't waste my time with this. We could have spoke about this in person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'd be like, you know what? No. I'd be like, okay, whatever. Like, I know it's going to get him mad and I shouldn't do that, but I'm just like, it pisses me off that you had all the time in the world and then they'll give me the whole spiel of like, well, I had time to think about it and blah, blah. You've been thinking about this shit for a smooth 2 weeks. I just didn't know about it. You feel me? Like,
right.
So that's just.
That's a good point.
But I also like, with men, first of all, how we're raised, especially in this society, especially like in a you know, a toxic masculine society and stuff like mm-hmm. that, where unfortunately we're not able to verbally express our feelings correctly because we were supposed to bottle that in when we were younger, especially men of color, you know? But men in general, to be honest though, a lot of men. So I think it's tough for a guy to try to sit there and really write it out and accurately, you know, tell you how he feels versus women are very much in tune with how they're feeling. As sometimes they could go overboard because you'll react very much in the moment and be like, ooh, and spill that whole thing.
But y'all
and
be then, knowing how we gonna react, so.
But you go back sometimes. I know you go back sometimes and be like, damn, I was tripping.
No, because, so that's the word I was about to say. Why niggas be saying you tripping? You knew I was gonna respond this way.
Right,
now
right,
I'm
right.
tripping, nigga, you right. tripping, and I'm telling you
well, I
you
mean,
tripping.
Everybody know men are like very famous or infamous for like gaslighting and shit like that. Like, they'll like, you know, do shit on purpose. You know what
you
I mean?
You talking
like,
crazy now.
Yeah,
nigga,
like,
you
but
knew
they
I was
knew,
gonna say
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and we're not, we all know that.
I haven't sent those kinds of texts in a long time because since we've started this show, I've been so good at communicating. Like,
you could be, I'm telling you, life could be so much easier when you're having a full on, like, just an open, honest, and that, which is hard for a lot of guys out there to be in the moment, you know, but an open, honest conversation about how you're feeling. It wouldn't be so hard for men, like, if you're approaching them about, okay, when it's dealing with like them and other women, yeah, they could, it's not, they can't be honest. But if you're just talking about something about how you're feeling it. I mean, you know how it is. I think one of the things that guys make a big mistake is in their mind, especially if that, like, let's just say, okay, boom, we're messing with each other. I care for you and stuff like that. And in the guy's mind, he's like, he's trying to be a good guy, right? But mm-hmm. then he'll fall for temptation, simple asses. And mm-hmm. then he'll feel like he doesn't want to hurt your feelings. That's how guys always are. They don't want to hurt a girl's feelings. Like,
I think the way to, like, dive into that a little bit we may put more weight on things when it comes to other women than I think mm-hmm. they mean in the moment. Mm-hmm. That's the temptation word right there, right?
Yeah.
And the problem is not being considerate of the aftermath.
Absolutely.
You might have just fucked this girl and thought it wasn't a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But we gonna be talking about this shit for 3 fucking months right. because that's how hurt I am.
Yeah.
So if you knew it would last as long as you have done it, probably not. And the hurt feelings thing.
So here's my question to a man then.
Uh-huh.
When you lie to a woman.
Yes.
Do you care about a woman more when you lie to her, or do you care about a woman more when you're able to be open and share what you're doing with
her?
That
is a really good question.
All right. It is.
And also, let me be clear. Let me look into the camera. I do not lie anymore. I'm just this is my former self, so
this
I have experience.
This is the definition of a fuckboy.
I'm a very, very honest person, and okay. That's why I said this is a great question. So now this depends on the man's journey, where he's at. Yeah, right? Because okay. at one point, I thought that I cared about her. That's why I lied at that point. I'm older. I've evolved more. I've matured more. So now there is no reason for me to lie, and it makes life so much easier, and it's better for me and the other party, right? So
right.
then I could clearly say, when we're going into something, this is what it is. This is how I am, blah, 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 blah. I'm never going to take your choice away. That's a big thing. Men, a lot of
when
times,
you lie,
take a woman's
choice away.
A lot of times do that. And I say from the beginning, and I try to tell guys, I'm like, because they're thinking like, you know, and we're very egotistical and fragile, right? They're thinking that if they tell the truth, like, you know, like, let's just say, yeah, I'm dating other women. Yeah, I mess around with other women. I'm doing that right now. They're afraid because they really want to fuck with you, whether it's they actually like you or they just want sex, that they won't have the opportunity to do either of the things
right.
because they think that you're not going to like that they date other women. Do you know what I mean? So that's why they'll lie up front. But I try to tell men a lot of times, I'm like, man, if you could, from the beginning, off jump, be honest, you will get a way better response and more women than you actually think.
Okay.
Because
this
that would be appreciated.
Double-edged sword. A lot of men I've met recently, by recently, I mean I'd say the last 3 years, mm-hmm. will tell me how they're not looking for anything serious, they're into something open, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Why I think that's a double-edged sword is because women will sometimes go with it to appease them.
Yeah.
Genuinely
absolutely.
Want it.
Of absolutely.
And what happens
absolutely.
Is they're like, yeah, I'm cool, blah, blah, blah. You end up getting super hurt about what that guy said.
Absolutely.
I really feel like you got to believe him. Mm-hmm. Like,
do not, yeah, don't
the
take.
The only thing
believe
I
the person
can
what they tell you
is when I show my cards and, like, I'm not feeling it. If things don't change, then I got to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think for me, because I want to be open to, it's a very easy thing to hear.
Yeah.
But so many of my friends have gone through this shit where they're like, you know, but we're just, we don't even know each other. So maybe that's why he's talking like that. It's like, I mean, yeah, but like also that's where his head is.
But that, he knows himself.
So even if he starts to fall for you, I feel like I've started to fall in love with someone and been worried about shit like that.
Yeah.
Been like, God absolutely. Damn, but I don't really
absolutely.
Want this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it.
Absolutely.
It's so different. You know, that happened with me and Jeeves. It's like we were starting to fall for each other for real. And then it was like, but this is what we want.
Right.
You know, and it's like that shit really sucks.
Well, I want a boyfriend, so if anybody, you know, got a brother, a daddy, a cousin.
That's always go for the father son combination.
I mean, I said or not, and. I mean, I'm just saying. It's a
yo,
nigga
with a dick. With that. And she don't watch Game of Thrones, which is hilarious.
No,
you
see,
don't
be into dragons and incest. No, that's disgusting.
I mean, you're kind of the cousin of an incest, like, action right there. If you had a three, you would be down for a threesome with a father and a son?
I mean, no.
Wait!
You're such a lie. You're such a fucking lie.
I mean, if I didn't know they
you
were daddy,
I mean, if I didn't know they were daddy, and
I
said,
mean, I did say
just
only one
older
I
version
did,
of this nigga
I
right next to him.
One combo because they was fine, but I ain't gonna repeat it.
Oh, I want to say just to go over one more time,
yeah.
Ladies, if you are stuck in this situation with open relationships,
mm-hmm. okay.
I think it is fair to at least say your hard limits with those, right? Whether they be certain.
There has
people.
To be, I think there has to be parameters or limits with anything. Because
absolutely.
There's, I think I've talked about this before, where in open relationships, there's been different people where, like, okay, I know a couple that they wouldn't have sex with other people, but they would entertain other people or like go on dates or something like that. If, you know, but everybody
right.
knew the situation. Or this one couple, like they would fuck with a girl, but they have to do it together. And
monogamish.
Yeah.
That's the Dan Savage thing. They cheat together.
Right.
For me, like, it's funny because I didn't really have parameters on a lot of the things I've done just because I'm just as open to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know mine.
I think I know mine.
Mine is no friends. Like, I thought I wouldn't care.
Oh, have sex with you. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, have sex with what?
Not like friends, like, but like you know. I can't even do acquaintances. Like I thought I could.
Wait, you can't do sex with.
So like the, your guy, my can't guy, fuck your friend
have
or acquaintance.
An acquaintance thing. And like the thing is, in the moment, I totally thought I was fine, and I didn't talk about it on the show, but. After it happened, I was like, okay, I gotta like really assess this shit, bitch. Am I emotional today? Is it my period?
Mm-hmm. And then you're like, always emotional.
Right. So that's why I'm like, let me think this through. And I had to say like in the most adult way I could, like, yeah. I know I said it was okay. Now I'm not. And so like, that's it. Like there's nothing more I could do, but like I had to learn from there. So if I can't, if I didn't experience that, I wouldn't have known. I'm so open and free that I didn't feel weird about it in the moment.
I think for me, like something like being in a situation like that, you know, it's kind of different, especially in the position I'm in, right? I'm just like
getting pussy thrown at you.
Like, well, no, it's not even that. I'm talking about like if you're gonna be doing your thing from time to time, like one, ideally wouldn't be like, you know, a very frequent thing, but like, you know, I just think don't be messy about it. You know, there's, I think you can move in a careful way about it. You don't gotta be like in front of a lot of people's faces that know you have ties with me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think you could, like, that's something that you would just do literally
that
in
makes
your
sense.
Own time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially, you don't want to go into a
guys
club
are
or
very
party or
egotistical.
A room
and you know, yeah. You know what? God, niggas are weird. I think there's a thing about, like oh, like, yeah, I fuck Sharona's girl. Like, there's a thing about getting in, like, I fucked your bitch. Listen to all the rap songs. I fucked your bitch, took your girl.
I don't know if they
were
talking
about Joe Budden. I don't know what the hell that is.
It was like a really popular thing where it was like, it's cooler now to fuck these, like, Instagram
models. Oh, like the China,
shit like that because, like,
the
last dude that had
them. Bro, like, but what they say, like, yeah, man, like, these, like, a lot of these, like these rappers and these celebrities, they mess with the same shit. Like, they groupies of groupies. You feel me? Like, it's a weird thing. And, like, I don't, like, see that. I just don't want to ever be mixed in that at all. With them thinking, like, because, like, especially, like, you know, they're going to find a woman I mess with attractive for some reason that gives her, you know, points up that she's messing with me. Like, she's somebody now in a way. That's weird, just the way that this all works, especially in this social media era. And then to mess with that, I just don't understand the, like, just the ego is so weird where that's a thing. Like, to me, like, I remember back in the day, do you remember Kat Stacks?
I love her.
Duh.
I did not understand it. I did not understand it.
I love her.
I didn't
understand it.
But that was the first time. Sorry. That was the first
time
I think it happened.
That was one of the first girls that was like, yeah, we can see.
And I would say prior to her would be the Superhead.
Oh, yeah. But see, we
didn't
see that.
You know who it is now? Finish it for me.
Black China?
Amber Rose?
No.
Amber Rose?
Oh, yeah. The book.
Kim? Oh.
I don't think they treat her like that.
They're still fucking with her.
But they're
that,
fucking with her, I think, absolutely. More so because of the million followers. Her body's nice. I don't.
It's weird.
Because
that's
no
weird.
Nigga has claimed her. So
it's
that's the
yeah,
difference.
Yeah, but like
nobody
still,
claimed Kat Stacks.
No, but yeah.
Yeah,
but
they were visibly like Brittany
Renner. Cuddled up and shit.
Brittany Renner has not publicly been super like. Cuddled up with a nigga. Kat Stacks was cuddled up
she
with Soulja.
She was recording them. She was recording and Kat Stacks was.
That's what I was going to say.
But you were
Kat
seeing
Stacks
her with
sneaky.
Them. Right. Brittany Renner, you weren't seeing her with
well,
them.
Well, I don't think she's sneaky.
She wrote it in a book. I mean, see, this is like.
I think it's all the same thing.
Kat Stacks was tacky, super tacky, and then Brittany was just regular tacky, I guess. Like,
yeah, whatever.
I guess
that
you
is.
Would talk about Selena, the girl now on Instagram who just be fucking with everybody.
All I know that is Selena. All I know is the X videos. I'm Selena. Come look at my big fat ass. I'm
no,
concert.
Not her. It's
really?
Selena.
You never seen that ad?
It's Selena who
she's like Mexican from like Cali.
It's who?
Oh, is that the same one?
Wait,
it's
who?
No. Selena, she's an Instagram girl, but she like literally fucked with like, I don't know, like Offset, Waka Flocka, all these
she's
rappers.
Not black,
how
right?
do we know?
No, she's a Spanish girl.
Does she have a,
she has a fake
ass?
No, so yeah. She
okay, let me tell you something. Can I just say this real quick about this? A big issue I have with this.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
I don't like that it's... These rappers, these black men today, just these days, just really be disappointing me.
Ooh, Kate Perez.
They want to get all the qualities of a black woman from a non-black woman, and that's so trash to me.
And weird.
It's weird. Like they'll get everything that a black woman naturally has, but it's a self-validating thing. Just because, I mean, this is a whole nother conversation we've been forced and taught that, you know, we're not as beautiful as others. So it's a self-validating thing. That's why, like, you know, trying to leave your ass for a white girl, you know what I'm saying? When you get on whatever, like something like that, you know, they'll put it in
I
songs.
I bet she look better red.
But it's a subconscious thing.
All
like,
that,
all
shit,
that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just like, for them to fuck with a girl who has to get a fake ass that a lot of these naturally beautiful, thick black women have, I find that to be, that's just degrading, not even just to, towards, like, just black women, number one, but also to ourselves, to themselves. And I just,
right. It's
so lame to me. That's why, like, anytime these
it's
niggas get exposed and shit with all that, I'm like, good.
That you said that because I was talking with one of my friends. Me and him are out eating. And this black dude comes in with this gorgeous, very, very thin, Euro-looking model girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? As jealous as I want to be, because I think he's really cute, at least she doesn't have the Kylie look.
Right, exactly.
At least she
like the
really...
Build-A-Bitch look. Like, all these looks starting to look very similar and getting
right.
a fair. Also, let me like pause and say this. It's not that, I'm not saying that, oh, no, like not like love is love. You know, you cry, whoever you meet is whoever you
right.
meet. Yeah. But it's my problem is when they say this. It's like okay, like my baby brother's a perfect example. Like, he loves everybody, right? He's dated all types, Asians, mixed women, black women, white, whatever. He's done it all, right? But it's just because whoever you meet, and like, it's about the energy and all that stuff with them and whatever. And that's cool and that's fine. I have a roommate like that, one of my best friends. He's like that too. All types of women, he doesn't like discriminate. I don't like when they say I don't like black women. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I don't fuck with black women. When they say that, that's when I have an issue. And then they fuck with other women, which to me, honestly, could be insulting to other women as well. Be like, oh yeah, I fuck with her because she's not black. You know
I mean,
what I'm
or
saying?
Even
like,
the thing right? now where you have, sorry, athletes toasting with other athletes
that
about
was
mixed
weird.
Babies.
Now,
toasting
I thought,
to mixed
I thought
babies
now,
is weird.
At first, I thought that was
Bro.
Like, I was like, okay, I thought they were joking. I thought they were
no.
joking in a way where like, but I was like, you know what? No,
it was
this
all
is,
these
that's,
black
yeah,
men
I remember that
so
shit.
With white women.
I remember
and
that
they
shit. That was so corny. I cringed.
Can
cringed.
You imagine?
So like, to more mixed babies? I was like, oh my
to
God.
More mixed,
you say
I don't
that,
even
nigga.
Know what would be worse. If I watched the white women at the table toast to it or the black men at the table toast to it. It was so bad.
The black men.
No, the black men.
The black men. You
got to
put on the black. Well, I mean, what's the white women going to do? That's like, that's they want.
And that was the thing.
And they're probably like not thinking that. They just like, but these niggas. The black men saying that shit. I was like, bro, you know better. You over here like you gonna mean to tell me, and like, what if one of them had a baby mama before with a black woman, you know what I'm saying, and had just a full-on brown kid,
but
like they have nieces and nephews and
shit.
Like,
ongoing,
what you saying about them?
Even when it's not mixed, like even YG just said something at Nipsey's funeral about something like, oh, we gotta protect our light-skinned daughters, or brought up the light
Bro,
skin
when
up,
he stopped weird. And said light skin, I honestly thought bitches was gonna come out of his mouth. I honestly thought,
and it was just like,
I was confused watching that moment.
Yeah.
We gotta protect our light-skinned, I'm like, is he about to say
what
bitches?
Are we?
Yeah. Right after
why
Snoop
are we bringing
said,
up complexion?
Black men need to have black queens next to them. Like,
that was great.
Shout out to LeBron
yeah,
James.
Shout out.
My goat.
Oh.
He had a black queen. So.
He does.
Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
You know what? It's like when people spell Michael Mike Heal.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I hate that.
I used to spell it Michelle when
I was a kid.
I
know you have some stuff going on. So before we get out of here, we may read a whole mail. I'm not sure if we'll have time. But
What
do you have coming up? And where can our listeners catch you? Because you about to be on our TV screens and shit again.
Yeah.
Yo, that trailer is good.
That's good. I'm glad. You when you're in it, you don't even realize. And then I saw the trailer. I was like, damn, we got a show. Like, I'm like, we got a fucking show going on here. That's
that
crazy.
That trailer is lit.
I appreciate it. So the trailer she's talking about is... a new show on BET called Games People Play, and it starts on April 23rd after the Being Mary Jane series finale. So that's going to be it for Being Mary Jane. It's going to be like a 2-hour movie they have with
Being
Mary
Jane. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, they gave you the primetime spot.
Yeah. So, and then we're going to fill in that time after that. Like, it would be like, I think that day it comes on like at 10 and it's
oh,
like
April
9.
23rd. That's when this show drops.
Yeah, exactly. So That's the April 23rd.
So tonight, Puss the Holes. Catch
so,
that shit.
Yeah, and then so also, and then like I would like to say and send all my love and light to Lauren London. Though
we were
co-leads on this. You
it's
know,
been hard not to talk about her every week.
Yeah. You know, it's you know, I think we all know the reason why we you know, losing such an example and somebody that was a progressive thinker and a uplifter of the culture. We don't have too many leaders like that, especially in what he does as a career. We don't get too many like that. Per se. So, and he had, you know, and he has a strong queen by his side too, doing her own thing too. So I just, you know, she's handling as best as anybody could, and just a lot of love, and just keep her in her prayers and send a lot of positivity and light. But yeah, it's, and as far as the show, it's, we have a good cast too. Jackie Long, you know, we got Nunu Esquire in the show. Like a lot of people like
Nunu Esquire. Oh, shit.
From ATL. When we were doing stories, people were like, "Are y'all making ATL too?" I was like, "Hell nah." So yeah, Parker McKenna Posey.
What's your role like? What do you play?
So Mandy's gonna love this. I'm a professional basketball player.
Don't do this.
Mandy. This is gonna be your favorite. It's gonna be your favorite show.
I'm gonna get on you about your jump shots, your layups, your free throws. Watch. I'm gonna be like,
I'm glad you said that. First of all, can I say this? When we do our basketball scenes, I told him, I was like, don't you dare edit me shooting and then going into the hoop. Get a wide angle and get me shooting a shot
that's
and
what
making.
You said.
Get a wide
and
angle.
And they did it. So you see me, you gonna see it.
Bro, splash. I don't care about the
but when they do three that, takes, max.
I was about to say how many takes,
three,
nigga.
Three in a row, and they all went in. What up?
They went in.
Now, there was one time where I was like, I was tired because we're going back and back and back and forth.
Minute. I don't know.
Dude, I don't know about the basketball, but it looks like basically you have a wife, a sideline hoe, and somebody dies. I don't know. That's just what the
judge
looks
like. Yeah, I mean, we dive into like the high life of, you know, in Hollywood and stuff. Well, in the sports world, and we have a journalist. Like she's naturally an investigative journalist, but she has to settle for a job. Like, let's just say it's kind of like a close to a shade room type of job.
That's what I did. I was a blogger in sports.
And you fucked her in the show.
So that's Karen Obelum, wonderful actress. She plays Lauren London's best friend on a show, but she has that career. And so we tap into that. I don't know if you guys know who Kendall is. Kendall. He's on social media.
He does Best Friend.
Yeah, Best Friend. Yeah, exactly.
Best Friend.
Yeah, he's like her assistant on there. He's very funny on there.
I'm ready. All these Instagram people getting TV shows.
So you were not going to call you Joe anymore. What's your new name?
Marcus King.
That's such a whole name.
They were like, what's the blackest thing we can put on
BT? What is the blackest, hoest name?
Marcus King. Basketball player.
And I spell it the same way my big brother spells his name. I had him do that.
K-Y-N-G?
Nah, I don't know. I'm talking about Mark. It's M-A-R-Q-U-E-S. That's how my big brother spells it.
Ain't that Marquise?
That's definitely Marquise.
Q-U-I-S?
Well, that's not how we say it.
All right, before we get out, I do want to do this home mail. We have our other guests.
Absolutely.
This is from, can't say his name. It's a little long, but it's pretty good.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of the show. I'm a guy, so sometimes y'all lose me, but I try to give every topic a chance. I bug Weezy on IG Live, and I wish I could in person. And Mandy, I used to talk basketball shit on Twitter. That's how I found the show.
That's what's up.
The email's fake, so no need to keep this anonymous. I'm not here to brag or get justification. My friends don't care to hear. Because they know I love my wife and they've been in on the receiving end of their relationships.
Oh, cheating.
Feel free to edit this story. Whatever.
This is why Weezy don't read y'all.
I know. Okay. I've been with my wife. Stop making me nervous. All
right, go ahead.
Okay. I've been with my wife since college, over 10 years. We have a beautiful toddler. We both got around prior to our relationship, and in the beginning, no problems. We could run a 36-pack of condoms in a week. Things got stale after different reasons. This isn't therapy, but we kept things together. I began flirting with other women and getting numbers I wasn't calling.
He's like, I just want to show him I still got it.
I know, right? I was like, why he added that in? I'm not one to shit where I eat, but every woman I've slept with, they've stuck it out with me prior. It's hard to explain, but I've seen this woman from my balcony, and she had the same energy or whatever that I get when it's someone I'm about to fuck. She lives in my building. Let's just say a Colombian Sin Santana with a plump ass and lips.
Okay.
We were only together in the mailroom and the elevator, but I could tell she was dope just by the convo. Just so happens we run into each other again the next morning, and this time I had to ask, and as I did, I noticed her ring. When I was attempting to say sorry, she asked, do you want my number or what? Mm-hmm. Got the number, we both knew we were married and the rules early, so it was only sex. We had a great stairwell makeout. We would both come a few times just from kissing. And sex everywhere, including her apartment, where her husband left for work and her 2-year-old was
trifling
in the next room before we rushed to work. That's why I read the whole thing. We met up in hotels, and when I was supposed to be playing ball, it was fire. It would also put the flame back into my own bedroom. I don't know if she knew or she could sense it, but she stepped up her game. Me and my wife hadn't fucked like that since college or our early days living together. We're doing great. I'm getting double the ass. Everyone's happy. Life ended up so good. My wife got a promotion and we moved. 4 hours away. She was willing to find ways to meet up the other girl.
This is continuing. Okay.
But living here, I stopped answering. Things were good at home, but we slowly fell back into the stale sex and lack of the pattern. I've turned down my share of women since we moved here, but urges are strong. I don't know what changed. While I was sleeping with her in my relationship, and my wife is content with our own life, but I need it back, and I'm done for now. Thanks for reading my whole mail. I got a lot more hoe in my ears, but that's my business. I'm just sharing a little piece.
So you a hoe ass nigga.
All right.
Bet.
Wow.
Hoe ass nigga.
If that, first of all, if that's even real.
I believe it. That was very Zane Sex Chronicle. Was
really?
It was very like...
That was very believable to me.
I thought it was believable.
To make a fake email, I believe it's real.
For a living.
Because you really are ashamed. And there was a dude...
I could send you an email from an anonymous account watch next week, and it's going to be completely fake, and you're going to fucking buy it. Watch. I could do that easily.
First off, now we're not going to do nothing else. We got mad home mail. We ain't going to take no new shit.
We do.
All right, my bad.
But there was a dude in my IG live who was like, Weezy, I got a question. I got a question. I was like, just ask the audience.
Right.
Damn.
Okay, okay.
And I guess he couldn't say it in his name.
So, was that a confession? Or like, was there a question?
Like
he just wanted to get that off?
He's been ignoring the girl. That's what the basic thing is.
But
he doesn't need to find a new Mary Ho to fuck.
Honestly, though, I wouldn't even.
Do you think he should cheat on his wife to get back?
He's been cheating on her. Keep cheating.
I just or don't go think take your that's actually
you know you know what's fucked
what's done
up.
In the darkest comes to light. I'm just gonna say that
now. They 4 hours away. Is it really gonna? I mean,
it can't. Men are sloppy, yo. His phone gonna be around. His credit card bill gonna come to the crib like a hotel in Memphis. Like
if his wife was stepping it up unknowingly, she might.
Maybe she had a side nigga working her out and teaching her some new tricks too, and then they just came together.
Think about that partner.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. If she was stepping it up, she was probably learning new tricks from a new nigga.
Main question is,
or maybe he was showing more passion, he didn't even realize it.
That's true. If you listen to this show, like you say you do, you already know that we're all about openness and honesty and communication. We talk about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that you know we would give the advice of having an open relationship.
Yeah. Open relationship.
But what I find even more interesting is I think that you know that we would offer that, but I think that an open relationship wouldn't even turn you on as much because I think you like lying.
I think a lot of guys are turned on by sneaking
around.
You
know what?
And it's the act of not being caught.
You know what? That's... I don't know why I never thought of that. That makes a lot of sense.
We experts.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be excited if his wife was like,
you guys are good at what you do.
Thank you.
I know. That's what
you
said.
You know what? We hoe on the front lines. Civilian sluts here. And I'm proud of it.
Are those t-shirts yet?
What happened?
Are those t-shirts yet? Hoeing on the front line, civilian sluts? Are those t-shirts?
Nah, I need to be, because I need to coin my shit, dog.
Oh, shit, my bad. I thought they would.
You know what I mean? You going to pay for that trademark now, nigga, since you out here talking, running your goddamn mouth.
I got it, my bad.
You on TV, you got the coin.
I got it, my bad.
Anyways, we want to thank you for coming on Horrible Decisions yet again.
Appreciate
you. Do you want to let our listeners know where they can find you?
No, with your whole ass.
Man, they know where to find me. They can look at my name. Nah, Ron J, R-O-N-E-J-A-E on Instagram and Twitter. That's all I fuck with.
The first
time
we had you on the show, there was like 100 comments of questions to ask you, and this time they were just like, I want to sit on his face. So
that's pretty much
all. Can they slide in there with that?
Why is that the top request,
your
though,
beard?
From women? Like,
which you cut down.
Getting
so
my
and
face
your lips
sat
are very
on.
Big.
But my thing is, I feel
and
like
you,
even women that don't really do that, just say that just because it's a thing, like a shooting
and
a shot.
And you talk well,
you do
so
have
I feel like,
a, I want to sit on your face.
You know, I was about to say, maybe.
Some men,
I
look at
a
and
sit
I'm like,
on my
I
face
fuck
vibe.
Him. You do give me like a
sit on my face vibe.
Yeah, I just want to shut you up. That's what it is. Just shut your ass up, nigga. Let me sit on your face and shut up.
That's hilarious. Also, I want to come to your live show, so.
If you going to be in Miami, this nigga going to be at the Miami live show, and I think LA live show.
Oh, it's
LA and Miami for sure.
You guys going to hear that because we got to drop this because your show.
Yeah.
So that's right.
So they'll know.
Sharone is going to be on his doing his little hosting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
That's going to happen. Too.
As you guys know, we want to shout everyone out who is a part of our Patreon community. Because of you, we are able to go on this tour. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to continue to support Horrible Decisions and continue to allow us to tour, become a patron. Not only do you get to see us live and you get the options of receiving merch, but we give you guys 3 bonus episodes per month. And if you dig into the archive, we actually do have a bonus episode with Sharonis on there back in December.
Yeah, he interviewed us. That was a really fun one.
It was
that
really
was fun.
So if you guys want to become a patron, go to patreon.com/horrible decisions. You're not going to be able to search it on the app because it is 18+, because we'll be dropping little porn links in there. Well, we're going to start. It's going to be real nasty and shit in there. But it's patreon.com/horrible decisions. As you guys know, we're going to leave you guys with a 5-minute clip at the end of the show. And once again, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye.
No, I think it's, I don't know. I think it's actually sexy to get unsolicited videos from people that you know and want to see their dick.
I take all the dicks.
So you like getting the dick pics in your DMs?
Only when, like,
from
I
strangers?
Know you.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, I know
you,
him.
I have to know you. So are you, do you masturbate? I guess I want to ask you this. Do you masturbate to jack off videos or content that comes to your
phone?
We're
going to talk about that. Oh, we're talking about that.
Oh, now you want to follow an outline?
No, because.
Bitch, you're so eggy.
I really want to get into those.
So now I'm trying to free flow talk and now you got an outline. Dog, you a pussy asshole, bro. Get the fuck off.
Mandy, please don't interrupt me. Thank you. I want to talk about the vanilla shit from DC because it was so on point.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
So at the DC live show, sorry if you have to hear this again, but I found this article about a sexologist that went on like the Today Show or Good Morning America or whatever. And she basically wants children as young as 8 years old, 8 to 13, to be taught how to masturbate. Not necessarily like showing them how to do it, but just
say ain't nobody had to teach me. I knew what felt good to me,
baby. Right? But basically saying
clit play was good.
If you explore your body,
right,
then you know it may feel good.
Why we are how we are,
or just explaining it, yeah. And then in the live show, each show had like 200 people in it, right? So I asked if you masturbated, if you had your first masturbation as an adult, raise your hand. Only 2 people.
Yeah.
So basically everybody explored their bodies as young, and she had a lot of feedback on Twitter that was like, this is great to teach kids about their bodies. They should explore it themselves. I agree. Other people said, let kids be kids. But something I found very interesting is she said, she feels like when kids are interested in getting to know a body, they look up porn or Google search naked people or something like that. And it's this image that's not necessarily how their body will look. And so she feels like people may be disgusted at their genitalia because they've seen something else.
Okay. And I think it's crazy, too, just thinking of the day and age that we are now. Like, bitch, I didn't have a phone until 8th, 9th grade.
Yeah.
So, like, I literally got off by sneaking to watch Bliss, which came on TV. It was like fucking TV porn. You never really saw any body parts.
I came to Uncut and Showtime shows and Real Sex.
Also Uncut and watching Real Sex and Talk Sex with Sue Johansson. Just hearing her talk about it like aroused me.
What?
I did.
She's like 100 years old.
She is, but I thought it was cool to watch her talk about, like, and people were calling in asking her questions. I love Talk Sex with Sue Johansson, bitch. I loved her. I thought it was odd that she was talking about it, but I was like, go ahead, which badass.
So really,
I would not watch granny porn. She didn't turn me on. I thought it was interesting. She did make my pussy wet. Bliss made my pussy wet, but she came on right after Bliss.
I don't know what Bliss is.
It was kind of like...
Is it a premium thing?
No, it came on...
What is it?
What? Oxygen, I don't think, was out back then. Bravo, maybe?
Was it, though?
It was literally like short stories, 30 minutes. Each week, it was a different story. But by the end, they got into a real hot and steamy scene. And it was like probably the most that you could see on TV.
I'm so embarrassed.
And bitch, the only way I could watch porn was when I spent the night over my homegirl house. She had an older brother in high school, and he had a computer in his room. This is when we had desktops, bitch, before like people had laptops.
Did you masturbate with her in the room?
No, I didn't masturbate, but that's when I would like... I would just watch porn.
I used
right
to hunch
there.
My friends. We would go through her uncle's.
I ain't gonna hold you, bitch. I hunched my friends. I hunched my daddy. Used to date. My daddy had mad girlfriends growing up. So if they had kids, we would play house and we would hunch in the closet. I would hunch my teddy bears. I dry hump mad niggas.
Yo, hold on. Wait.
We would play house.
How were you hunching boys or girls?
Both. I hunched my best friend, and her daddy almost
How
walked in
you?
On us when I was hunching my best friend. We would play teacher, student.